Pal, there's been a gaping chasm in West Bridge over these last couple of weeks, but you've come back big enough to fill it.
Yes, pal, that chasm is well and truly going to be filled. Arrived back today and straight round to see me old mucker.
Back in town for less than 2 hours, you already spoke to Jehovah's Witnesses and, and been greeted by the Harrison family.
Yep, I've had a very surreal morning. I was supposed to come back on the train from Heathrow, and I had a bizarre feeling when you walk through the airport and you see people with signs and you always wonder whether there's one for you. And there was, yeah. It was Harry, Charlotte, Alan and Sharon had decided to make this stupid decision to get up at 4 a.m, drive down to bring me back. So I'm extremely grateful for that. It was very nice. And then round at yours, answered the door to some Jehovah's Witnesses, which has equally made my day.
You call them Jehovah's Witnesses. I prefer to call them my family, but you did a suitably good job of getting rid of them. What have you learned about yourself on this these worldly travels?
Oh, just that, you know, I'm at one with myself. I can look after myself when I'm away. I can entertain myself, not in the way you're thinking. This was unplanned this time. I didn't really have any, you know, direct plans apart from being in certain cities at certain times. And just really great cities, Wellington, Auckland, Melbourne, amazing, fantastic people, great variety, good things to do. Just, I like it down that way. It's nice.
Good times, great memories.
Yeah, good times, great memories. Yeah, great weather, a little bit too hot in Melbourne. I arrived in the biggest heat wave for years, so that wasn't too clever.
Already you've started to plan your next adventure.
Have I?
Surely.
Oh well, yeah, undoubtedly, yes. I'd like to be able to go with Alan and Sharon and the kids, because I know they'd like the kids to see New Zealand. So I'm not sure if that'll work out or not, but that would be the next time probably.
Let's not forget this is a weight loss podcast, and clearly you've given us plenty to go at.
Well, it might seem like all I've done is eat while I've been away, but it's 3 square meals a day, bit of breakfast, late lunch and dinner. And a lot of walking in between. So I'm sure when I step on the scales the first time, there'll be some shock and probably break the scales. So we shall see.
More importantly, now you're back in the UK, me and Chris can resume control of your Facebook account and make it that little bit more interesting.
Well, yeah, I was trying to, you know, report on what I'd been up to each day. Probably I wasn't having such an interesting time. But
where can we follow you?
At Big Paul Harrison on Facebook and at Twitter.
That went quick, pal.